Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast.
On this episode of the Prosperity Podcast, we're going to be celebrating the wonderful holiday of Thanksgiving. And Kim and I, we've kind of had this long-standing tradition that it's our gratitude episode. So Kim, one of the things that we as listeners love hearing is the things that you're grateful for and the perspective of this Thanksgiving season.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite. I love it, love it, love it. And it's fun because, of course, fall sets a new mood. Kids go back to school, the leaves change, all those kind, you know, the weather changes. Emma dog loves the cool weather. She's out there romping around like a puppy again. And it's a good time to just shift. And one of the most important shifts that a human being can make in their life is to be more grateful. And okay, everybody knows that, but then to take it up a notch and then take it up a notch again and again and again. So what do I mean by that? To be more grateful is to proactively choose gratitude in a way that's not based on something good happening to you or for you and then you being grateful, but to be proactively grateful in that you're specifically identifying things first that you're grateful for. So it can literally be as simple as, I love Emma dog. She brings so much joy and love into our home and is so fun to pet and play with and et cetera, et cetera. And here's the take it up a notch part. She brings a spiritual quality of love. You know, everybody knows dogs love unconditionally. Us humans can learn from that. And here's the take it up a notch again. Because of that, I can almost think metaphysically about her. In other words, not like the physical dog who I love to pet and is super soft and has great ears and lips and all that. But what do those represent? And this may sound a little odd, but it's truly what I do. And I try to do it for everything. So another example is I'm super grateful for our property. We have a large Texas property. I mean, everybody in Texas has large amounts of property, right? And what's the farmer's goal? Just to get the property next to his and the next and the next. So I get to walk on this gorgeous property out in the middle of nowhere up to the barn every morning. It's my most precious time. I usually listen to my Bible lesson along the way. So I sign up for mybiblelesson.com and it has an audio version and I can call and listen to that on the phone or, you know, it can be a download or 10 other different ways, PDF, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the things that I love to do is to listen to that on my walk to the barn and feed the alpacas and take care of the cats that are up there, et cetera. And it's so peaceful and so much of a joy. And so that's a very physical thing. Well, what do I do to take that up a notch? Well, that time, that quiet time enables me to have a better perspective on my day, to bring, I'm going to use the word God. That's my word. You can use whatever word you want to bring God or nature or mother you, somebody said mother universe. I thought that was cool. Mother you into my life, my thought, which then plays out through the rest of my day. And so that is what I'm suggesting to people is, yeah, go ahead and be grateful for your physical material things. I mean, awesome. You know, I love pumpkin pie. Okay. But what does it represent? What is the spiritual? That's the first up level. And then if you're up for it, what's the metaphysical, which I see is like another up leveling of that physical material thing and the spiritual qualities and then the metaphysical qualities that it brings into your thought, because that's what metaphysical means. And, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't even see that word anywhere in the public discourse, but now you're seeing it all the time. Now all the big gurus meditate and talk about metaphysics, and that type of thinking and those words are much more commonplace in our today. And I'm grateful for that too.
One of the things that I want to unpack from this conversation is you're talking about many things that are in the present. And from conversation with you, you're often applying this gratitude to the future And how is it that you apply and see that perspective of what may be coming in the future versus just what's present?
Oh, that's a great question. And I have two awesome answers. So the first awesome answer is for our listeners, what can you do? Well, because as an example, maybe you don't have large property in Texas to go for a walk on. So in the future, there is going to be technology, and it is right around the corner, that would enable you to put on a VR headset and go for a walk on your treadmill in the busiest, noisiest part of the city in a gym, and yet feel the silence of a walk in nature and the sounds and the space that it gives you. So I am so excited about where some of our technology is going to be affecting our lives in the very near future. And then, so that's definitely one whole part of it. Did you have something else to add?
No, I mean, I think that knowing that there is an unknown, but it's an advancement in technology that's really going to propel us is powerful. And you mentioned there was a second thing. What is that?
Yes. And that is that there are things about the future that are scary. I've got growth goals in our company and the impact that we have on our listeners and our, not only our client community, but our advisor community that Todd Langford and I work on around the Truth Concept software and our Prosperity Economics movement that helps advisors, et cetera, et cetera. I've got huge growth goals that are scary. Other people have things in their future that are scary. Might be a health issue, a legal issue, a family relationship issue. You know, somebody's going to school, getting out of school, you know, all the things that happen in life that are in the future that are scary. And this position of gratitude enables you to be more prepared for those things that are scary, whether they're big, hairy, audacious goals, or just the fact that you're graduating from college and you don't know what's next, or maybe that you know your company is downsizing, or that your what you thought was a sure deal on your retirement plan is no longer, or whatever the things in life are that are scary. And when we choose a position, a point of view of gratitude, we can overcome that fear. And this is not rose-colored glasses. Everything's going to be fine. It's deeper than that. Or I should say, maybe it's higher than that, right? Because we tend to think of like spiritual and metaphysical things as going up. And this ability to dig the good out of the future fear will help us overcome that fear, so much so that we can eliminate it. And there is often a mnemonic device around the word fear, and it's false evidence appearing real. Well, clearly something in the future is appearing real. It's not even here yet. And so this is what I love about combining the gratitude and the proactive gratitude idea or practice, if you will, with the future focus that comes naturally to me, does, and to others too. Not everybody is always super future focused. Some people are very historically focused because that's how their brain works. But everybody at some point looks up and goes, oh my gosh, here's the future. You know, this is what I'm afraid of / excited about. And when you apply gratitude to the future, you can shift that fear to excitement.
Absolutely. That is so well put. And I think especially this time of year for all of us to, you know, take the time to pause for a moment and to think about this Thanksgiving season and thinking about how our year is starting to wrap up and what we can do for that future. This is an episode that I think we could listen to a couple times and really align ourselves for creating a better future and something that's more prosperous.
Well, and I need to and want to add a note of gratitude to our listeners because this podcast space I love. And you know what, Spencer is so cool. People are starting to email in and say thanks to Spencer, say hi to Spencer. It's awesome.
Well, and for me as a co-host, I absolutely love doing this because I get to not only have a conversation, but go through and do research and find topics and know what's the message that we're trying to get across. So I love to have a call to action tied to episodes. For me, that's kind of the anchor that puts the icing on the cake, more or less. And so here's the call to action that I'd like, and love to hear your opinion on it, which would be, if you've been a listener to the podcast and it's benefited you, I would love for you to do one of two things. Either one, go into Apple Podcasts and leave a review and let others know what you think of the podcast. Or two, if you want to be a little bit more private, just send an email to hello@partnersforprosperity.com. That email could be as simple as thank you. But I personally know that those thank yous go a long way. That's adding, you know, some fuel to the cause, to the fire that we're doing. How about for you, Kim? Is that a good call to action today?
I love it. And just a reiteration of our gratitude for our listeners, our gratitude for the reviews that they leave, our gratitude for the questions that they send in at hello@partnersforprosperity.com, because that too, I know, contributes to your ability to help us do a good job for those that are caring for us. And it's an awesome elevating circle. You love us, we love you. You love us more, we love you more.
Wow. Well said. Thank you for taking the time to spend a holiday moment in gratitude with us. And we look forward to sharing another episode with you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.